Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Mercy Seat. Hear my cry for mercy. He has heard my cry for mercy. Psalm 28, verses 2 and 6. For David, his cry for mercy was never a one-and-done action. The verb in verse 2 makes this verse read more like, hear my cry for mercy as I am continually calling to you for help, as I am continually lifting up my hands toward your most holy place. Why the most holy place? What was there? Inside the most holy place was the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, which represented the presence of God. What was on top of the Ark of the Covenant, covering and superseding the law that was inside the Ark? It was the mercy seat, or the atonement cover in some translations. The mercy seat is where the high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrificial lamb every year to make atonement for sins. Jesus became the once-for-all sacrificial lamb to make ultimate atonement for all who would believe in him. When Jesus had finished his work on the cross, the curtain separating us from the most holy place was torn in two. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, with its covering mercy seat, the presence of God, was now accessible to all of us. It was accessible because it was in Jesus. And when I have taken Jesus as my atonement, he is in me, and he takes me in to the Father. The mercy seat of my heart has been sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb. See Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 5 and 11 through 14, and chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. Whether David was saying, hear my cry, or he has heard my cry, the Hebrew word means to listen with interest and full attention. Whenever you pray, God listens to you with interest and full attention because you are praying right in his presence. Your very breath can be a continual crying, a continual lifting of your voice toward the mercy seat where God meets with you. God is not far away from us. He is closer than we usually think. That's why David says, my heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. Keep this in mind the next time you are asking God to hear your cry. He listens to you with full attention, because Jesus has taken you right into his presence.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.